Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to give God just a little bit of glory. He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic, but before we start, let's have a moment of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the humblest way we know how. We come lifting you up to him, the Father, giving you the praise, giving you the glory, because it's all about you. It's not about me, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to let me go forth, dear Heavenly Father, like never before with this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Let it touch somebody's mind, somebody's heart that may be listening now or even later in the archives, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, there are things that are a must. You know, the word must carry the meaning. Hallelujah. You know, some things requires necessities or compel. Have you ever heard the expression, oh, that is simply a must? There are many things in our lives we think are a must. A must that or a must that or not. There are some things many people disregard as a must that are a must. The Bible offers us a lesson on things that are a must, and it all began as our text revealed. And I'll be coming from Hebrew, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse, and I'll give you some other scriptures as we go along. You know, when you think about it, may we examine this subject from the standpoint of things that are a must with regards to the Savior, the saint, and the sinner. Put it another way, if you like, things that are a must for the Christ, for the Christian, and for the Christ life. You the must in the Savior's life is the must of his birth. He had to be born. That was a must. You know, he must be born of a virgin. That was a must. Because prophecy had declared it, and prophecy must be fulfilled. You can find that in Isaiah 7 and 14. That was a must. He must be born in Bethlehem, Judea. It was a must. And you can go to Matthew's 2:3-6. You know, the must of his father's business. You'll find that in Luke 2:49 and John 9:4. You know, the must, the business of baptism. That was a must, taken from Matthew's 3:13-17. You know, the must was the business of preaching. You'll find that in Luke 4:43. And the business of winning, that was a must of his father's business. You'll find that in Luke 19:5. You know, Zacchaeus was born to Christ in service, John 4:4. There was a woman who must win, a city he must win, the beginning of fulfillment. You'll find that in Luke 24:44. All these things I'm telling you about, the four-letter word, M-U-S-T, the must of his suffering. He had to suffer, you all. You'll find that in Luke 9:22. Also Luke 17:25, a must. You know, must of his death. you'll find in John 3 and 14. Win the souls to Christ with the life to serve, a must. You know, the must of his resurrection, you'll find that in Luke 24 and 7 and John 20 and 9. It was a must that he was resurrected. You know, the must of his second coming, it's a must that he's coming back again, the second coming. You'll find that in John 14 and 3. I know you say, now, just I was not thinking of those four-letter words, a must. There are things that are a must that happen every day of our life. There are a must. The must in a saint's life. You find the must of worship. You know, there's must of worship. You'll find that in John 4 and 24. The must of work, you'll find that in 2 Timothy 2 and 6. You know, this verse teaches that the saved must work before partaking of the fruits, spiritual blessing and fruits. That means you got to be found working, a must. You know, the must of conduct, you'll find that in 2 Timothy 2 and 24. Must not strive, be quarrelsome, fighting contention. Must be gentle, kind, mild-mannered, patient. You must have these qualities. Gentleness, kindness, mild temper, patience. And a lot of you all that don't have patience, well, you better start praying for patience, because you must have patience on the things you're going to go through. On this side, you must have some patience. You know, the must of a bodily change. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 15, 51, and 54. You know, the perishable part of us must put on the imperishable nature. This mortal body of us, this nature that is capable of dying, must, when you think about that, I know you had never thought about that little four-letter word, that must, M-U-S-T. But that must stand for a whole lot of things. And when you think about it, you must leave here one day. You must serve God. You must confess all of your sin, repent. You must. My, 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 my. When you go to the altar, you must repent. There come that must again. I'm going to play this little song right quick by Kirk Franklin.
Sweet, and the curse. this life's journey.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We still on that must. You know, the must of the judgment seat of Christ. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 5:10. And then you see the must in a sinner's life. You know, the sinner must see himself as a sinner. The sinner must see himself condemned. Teens say, the wrath of God abides already on the unbeliever. You can go to John 3 and 36. You know, the sinner should see himself separated from God. You'll find that in Ephesians 2 and 17. And the sinner must be born again. You'll find that in John 3 and 1. The sinner must recognize Christ as the only way of salvation. You'll read that in Acts 4 and 12. You know, the sinner must believe on Christ as Savior. You'll find that in Acts 16 and 30. And the conclusion of our program today on the must, we can depend on Christ doing what he must do. To Christians, I say, let us be mindful of the things we must do to be infected in God's servant. Sinners, it is a must that you be born again. So that's the conclusion of our program today. Things a must in your life on this side. You must carry this with you every day. And if you think about the things, you can think of some more must. Must of belief. You must believe. Must of regeneration concerning the believer. Salvation. You must believe salvation. You must believe on worship. You must believe on the duties God have given you to do. You must believe in suffering. The mission that you have before you. Your moral life, your inner life. And you must know that judgment is coming. So today our broadcast was on, there are things that are a must. I hope you got something out of our topic for today. Please stay tuned with us next week for another exciting topic from the Holy Ghost. And until then, be blessed. Have a lovely and a beautiful week. Stay dry if it's raining. Stay out of the water if it's flooded. See you next week. Bye-bye.